This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 367. We're up to the fourth film in the Police Story, actually the last film of the saga. We're up to Jackie Chan's First Strike in the English version of the film, but it's aka Police Story 4. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So this film came out in 1996. For those of you out there, if you guys are following us with the year-to-date release, but this came out in 1996. But Nate, have you ever, since this came out English, right, version of the film, have you ever heard of this one?
No. I've never heard of this movie. As a matter of fact, I bought this movie on Blu-ray last year when I was in LA. I went to a record shop on my way, like the day I was leaving. I had some extra time. I had to check out of my hotel, but my flight didn't leave till later in the day. So I, you know, was driving around LA, just like kind of exploring. I got some tacos and I found this little record store and I went in there and they sold movies. And it was like, you know, buy some, get some for like a dollar or something. I don't know. So I got this group of movies and this was one of them. I said, oh, Jackie Chan. And my thought was we could do this on the podcast. I don't know what this is. I have no idea, but there's Jackie Chan and there's a helicopter on the case. So I'm going to buy it. I didn't even know that this was a sequel until I set this up for the show. So when I went to Police Story, I thought there was only three of them. And then it's like First Strike is the fourth one. I said, what? I have that movie. So there you go. Secret sequel. I had no idea this was even related.
Yeah, it's funny. I went to a Big Lot, right? When they opened one here near my house. Mm-hmm. And they had all these stupid corny movies for $2 and $3. And I'm going through. La, 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 la. And I found this one. I said, First Strike. I said, okay. $3? It was like $3 or $4 or $5. I said, all right, you know what? It's Jackie Chan. Can't go wrong. So I grabbed it. I held it. Then I watched it, but I watched this without even knowing that we were going to do this. I watched this when I brought it. I said, oh, then I was just like, okay, cool. But then when you said we're doing this and I'm like, Police Story 4, then when you said First Strike is part of the thing, I was like, really? I was like, it doesn't even, the film does not do a good job. And I'm not, this is not no, nothing about movie reviews. We're just going to give you a prelude. Yeah. This movie does not give you an indication that it's part of a franchise at all.
No, it does not.
It just pretty much is like a standalone action movie. That's what this movie feels like. The other ones gave you more or less, it fit a little bit. Like part two gave you the prelude of one. Three didn't give you much, but you kind of knew the same characters. So you could go one, two, and three. This one.
This has does returning not. Jackie Nothing. Chan and the police guy. That's it.
Yeah. Bill Wong. Yeah. No. Yeah. So with that said, okay, there's no financials here, but what did the critics and audience have to say about this?
$53 million, by the way. Oh. I saw that. $53 million worldwide was the box office. It was considered a success. I saw that on Wiki somewhere. What did the critics and audience say? Well, this series has been extremely high reviews. Every movie, the first three critics were either in the 90s or 80s, and the audience scores was always in the 80s and 70s, right? 70-something was the lowest. We're taking a little tumble here. Taking a little tumble for First Strike. Now, this is sitting at the critic score is a minus 26% from the last movie. Yes, big dip of 57% overall for the critics. And then for the audience, it took a 19% tumble to a 56. So critics and audience are almost the same exact score, 57 and 56. But like, that's crazy low. It's not the lowest for an action movie, but it's low for the when your first three are like, you know, super high rated.
Well, yeah. So Police Story 3 here, I got it in my notes. Police Story 3, critics was 89%.
Yeah.
Audience was 77.
Yeah.
Right. Then you got Police Story 2 at 84%. And audience was 77%. And then the first one was super high. It was like 95.
93, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, 93. And then audience was like 86. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. This is
57 kind of, and 56 for this one. Yeah.
That's, I mean, still, well, yeah.
You know what's weird, too? 50s. Like, when I was reading the Wiki page on it after I watched it, it was like, when it came out, Roger Ebert gave it 3 out of 4 stars. Like, it had good reviews, but I wonder if over time, with these aggregate sites, you know, and modern people watching it and giving it lower scores, because, like, all the reviews, it said it came out to generally positive reviews. And then you look this up, and it's like, these scores ain't that positive. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. Let's talk about
it. We're modern critics, so let's see what we think about it.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Main character is Kevin, this inspector, senior inspector Kevin.
Kevin, but Jackie, so in this version that we're watching.
Oh, it's Jackie. Yeah.
Jackie. Okay, so this was New Line Cinema. They did the American version. They cut 20 minutes from the regular version that came out overseas. And, you know, he's kind of the same guy as the other movies, honestly. Kind of goofy, does action and stuff. You know what was missing in this movie? There's a really big thing that's missing, and it's my girl May. She ain't here. like their relationship, when you look back at these movies, and now you watch one without her in it, when you look back, like, she's kind of a central part of the whole, every movie, she either gets kidnapped or there's some conflict between the two, which, like, she's included in the story here. She's like, she didn't even exist. They never mention her. Never talks about her. Nothing. It's like, you know, it's like she just died or something and they didn't even tell us. So that didn't give him, like, he had no stakes as far as like that goes, like personal stakes in the movie, no. In my opinion. This was strictly like he is doing a job and he gets involved in this whole like conspiracy with this fake Russian. They're pretending to be the Russian like KGB, but they're actually like gangsters. And it's very confusing. Well, you'll see when we get to the storyline. But anyway, I lowered his score to a 3. I like Jackie Chan in this, and he does the stunts, and we'll get to that in action. But as a character, I think he's a little worse than he is in the first 3 movies. So I gave him a 3. He's not horrible, but I gave him a 3.
Okay. It's very interesting because I saw this movie before and then rewatching it. So I'll say this now. I was not a fan of it when I first watched it. So watching it second, we have now all these criteria, and I was like, all right, maybe it will get better for me or not. Jackie Chan's character took a dip. And I agree with you. He took a major dip. For me, he took a major dip because it felt like Rumbles in the Bronx. The character felt like it. The way he moves, the way he talks was totally different from the character Kevin in 1, 2, and 3. It was like an opposite that they decided to call this part 4 because it did not nothing to do with the first 3 characters. I just feel like they're different. Yeah, Bill is in it, the inspector guy, but for like 2 scenes.
Yeah.
And he had no comedic parts in this, which I always thought he was funny in all of them. I thought he always had something stupid to say, which, you know, but this one, he had nothing. And I was like, this is kind of whack. The character himself, you're right, he didn't have May. May was missing because I always thought it was funny with May. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like the character himself was like at the wrong place at the wrong time type of character. It felt like a bootleg, like a bootleg spy movie.
Yeah.
It was like, it's weird to say, but it literally felt like his character was trying to go spy when he wasn't a spy. Like it just didn't, or he went undercover and all that, but it just felt very like a James Bond movie for no reason. Like it literally led into that. And his character didn't do nothing to like elevate or anything. I thought he got stupider, to be really honest. Like when they made him take all his clothes and then he puts on the mascot suit. And I was like, why? Like, this is so stupid. Like, why are we doing this to this character?
Yeah.
Like, I thought he would do something dumb like this in the first movie. But now after 2 and 3 was serious, they removed the comedic. This became more of that, like I said, Rumble in the Bronx corniness. So I gave it a 3 too. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was not as good as the first 3 films.
Yeah.
Okay, so the main villain here,
I don't even know who it is. It's the Russian. Yeah, I'm pretty sure ultimately the main villain is like that Russian mob group. But then also the other Asian guy is a bad guy, the one who steals the nuclear warhead. Like at the end, he's getting arrested and everything like that. You know, just for my confusion and the fact that it's not even that clear, I gave it a 2. There's a lot of henchmen, right? Nathan Jones, my boy Nathan Jones is in here with hair. I didn't even know he was in movies when he had hair. The big Australian dude who's in like everything. Mad Max, he was in Mad Max and he's in Troy and he's in, what's the other Jet Li? The Protector. And he's in this as a big henchman with hair. So that was cool. So yeah, you get a lot of henchmen and then you get this one guy who bosses everyone around. Go get him, go in the water and get the thing and whatever. Yeah, I just gave him a 2. I think it wasn't, to me a 1 is like you got to do absolutely nothing or be nothing. This is close though. This is like the softest 2 ever. I didn't like the villain element. Supercop had good villains. The Police Story 1 and 2, like 1 didn't have a great villain, but everything else was really good. This one's like everything else is less good and the villain sucks. So I gave it a 2.
I agree. again, I gave it a 2-2. I felt like the villains here was way too many. First of all, it was confusing. And then it's even worse when the dub sounds worse. Like, this is the problem I have with these dub movies, right? It's not the fact that it's dubbed in English, which it is what it is, right? It's a different country. My problem is, if the movie's English, why are you redubbing English people?
Exactly.
It makes no... Like, the dude is talking in, just keep his audio. Like, why are you redubbing it? And I bet, like, he doesn't sound like that in the actual acting that he did.
Yeah.
So that's the problem that I had with these villains. Like, they sounded more dumber and enhanced. And I bet these guys didn't even sound like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you had that. Then you had the KGB guy. And I'm like, is he good or is he bad? We already know he's bad. Then you have Jackson, which is the Chinese guy that was like a rogue agent.
The one who's like the one who steals the
yeah, he steals the warhead. Yeah. And then they were fighting him and his dad is dying.
I'm like, what's going on here? What is
yeah, it was way too I was like, why? How many villains is in this movie? I'm watching this joint. I agree with you. It's way too many villains and very confused. This is the most confusion I think I got besides Black Mask. Mm. This one was worse than Black Mask.
Yeah.
Like, worse.
I was more confused more times during this.
Yeah, I agree. Black Mask, I was a little confused, but I got through the story.
I wonder what that this one was confusing that they cut out was, because it maybe I bet it was story. Made it easier to understand, because I was like, I don't know what's going on. Most of the
time. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I gave it a 2 on that one. Okay, action scenes.
All right. So, honestly, this is going to be my honest opinion. And Alex, you know what? You're gonna understand by the time I'm done with my explanation here. Because we've done a lot of movies together, so you're going to understand. This movie has great action. Again, you get some great stunts. Jackie Chan on the stilts, awesome. I'm like, when you're doing this movie and you're the fourth time out, you can't just keep doing the same stuff. Right? The stilt scene, cool. I like that because these movies do have comedy in them. So that's kind of a way to mix in, but it's still cool. Like, he literally does like a roundhouse kick to somebody with a stilts. That was awesome. Okay? and a crazy stunt too, when the car just literally hits the stilts and he falls on top of the car. Like, yeah. Looks like it hurt. The ladder scene, amazing. I loved it. I loved the ladder scene where he's like, put the ladder on his head, take it off, jump through it. Like, awesome. I think he did do something like that in Rumble in the Bronx. So you're right. There is a ladder scene in that too. That scene is cool. Like, the fight, yeah. The construction, awesome. The opening on the mountain, I liked it. You got snowmobiles, you got Uzis, you got what's that thing called?
Snowboards.
Yeah, like, yeah. He literally falls off a helicopter into water. And you know, this was pre-CGI. He does all his own stunts. You know it's him doing it. So I was at a 5 for most of this movie. But then something happened that I absolutely hate. And then we get to underwater action. Like, no. Why would they do this? There's nothing worse than an underwater fight where, if you've ever been in water, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you've been in water. You try to throw a punch in water. It's nothing. It's just like so slow because the water, it's too dense. You can't, and you want me to believe that these guys are punching and kicking each other underwater and it hurts like a normal, he's like, psh, it's doing the sound. Like, he's like, literally, this was like, what was that James Bond movie we watched where they're freaking all that
under. It's the Roger Moore one. I know who you're talking about.
All that underwater crap, minus the point. So I gave it a 4. I can do underwater action in little spurts and if it's like vehicles or something. And even that is like, for me, not my favorite. But underwater fights, like fist fights? No, sir. Not me. 4, and minus the whole point, because everything else was cool. I was liking it. You know, he's climbing on buildings like a monkey. He's jumping around. Awesome. Goes underwater, minus a point. So 4 for me.
Okay. I agree with you. I gave it a 4. I that underwater shit was so stupid.
It's long. It's like a lot.
Dude, he stabs him. Blood comes out. He goes, and he puts it in his mouth because the shark comes. And then he cuts the other guy. And I was just like, what is this stupidity? Like, that, I think if you take away all of that, the movie was actually really good. I agree with you. The scene that he goes to the funeral because the dad dies and they all chasing him and he's fighting through, which is kind of Rumble in the Bronx. But anyway, when he does those things, I thought it was really cool. When he climbs up the scaffold and they're spinning and going through and he's kicking, the ladder scene was dope. Yep. Him with the stick, when he's fighting with the stick and he's kicking it off of them. Yep. I wish he got the metal stick from part 2. It's like a whack of all over the place. But I agree. This one, he was like, it's weird because like, I think 1, 2, and 3, the action was really good when it was hand to hand.
Yes.
This one felt more commercial. It, I don't know if you understand what I mean. Like, the quality of this felt very commercial, like, highlighting, like, oh, look, this is what he could do. Cameras are wide. And it's like, I know what he could do because I seen 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
But the action of 1, 2, and 3 felt dope because it felt like an action movie. Like, he's fighting these dudes and they're doing hand to hand, and you feel like they're really, you know, they're really trying to hit this guy.
Yeah.
Here, it felt very commercial. Like, he's
more choreographed.
Yeah. Yeah, very choreographed. Where the other one felt natural.
Yeah.
Like, he's going through the jungle gym.
They were really punching each other in the first two, like, hard. Like, they were kicking each other hard. And here, not so much. But it was choreographed well, but you're right. It was more choreographed, except the underwater part. I don't like that.
Well, that one underwater scene,
the shark keeps trying to get them. Like, I hope the shark eats all of them just so I could stop watching this part, because this is the worst.
Well, I will say this. I give him a lot of respect during the snow thing, because he had a t-shirt during the whole scenes. Like, I thought, I mean, normally you're in a sweater. He was literally in one thin Gap sweater and a t-shirt in real snow, like literally falling through snow, goes into a, I don't know how cold that water was, but he went in that cold water because when they show the scenes at the end of the movie, he was freezing when he got out of it. They gave him a warm ass jacket and I felt bad. I was like, man, this dude really pushed himself to the limit. Yeah, 4 across the board here. I agree with you. That underwater scene would have been a 5
if that wasn't in there, or if it was like very short. I might have still gave it a 5, but.
Well, I think I know where you're going to go with this one, but a storyline.
Oh, all right. So this movie, there's apparently 20 minutes cut out. You're right. You know, to your point, I did read that this movie was shot in 4 languages. Like, they shot it in 4 languages, Russian, English, Ukrainian. I speak Russian, kind of. I don't remember the other language, and Chinese. So they shot it in 4 languages. And then when New Line did the American release, they dubbed over everything. So this wasn't originally like this. Originally, all the people spoke in the language of their country, and then some of them spoke English. And when you look at their mouth, it matches what's, you're like, you, to your point, they're speaking in English. I don't know how that affected the storyline. I think it did. Also, the cutting of 20 minutes, that's like a lot of movie. 20 minutes is like a lot of movie.
That's a chunk.
Yeah. So, like, to cut out that much, there's a lot that could happen. I found this a little bit confusing, a lot of it confusing. Characters sort of just come in and out. Like, you think they're going to be more important, like the guy at the beginning that's like the CIA. And you're like, oh, there's going to be a, you know, and he's not, doesn't even matter, not really important. The sister, the bad guy's sister, you think that's going to really be some kind of, it's not, I mean, she's in the movie, but like, ultimately, it doesn't really matter. I think the basic premise is so far from the first two movies. So like the first police story, that's what it is. He's a cop and he's doing stuff that a cop in a place would do. To your point, this became like it started with Super Cop, where they sent him to another place to do this mission. And then it got more overboard here, where he's like freaking Mr. Magoo meets James Bond. You know what I mean? Like the clumsy spy. So I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2. And that's only because I think the basic premise is okay. It is okay. Like, someone stealing a nuclear warhead, he gets recruited by the CIA to help figure that out. That's not like the worst plot I ever heard, but the execution makes it just like drop notches out throughout the whole movie. So I gave it another soft 2. Could have given it a 1, but I gave it.
I gave it a decent. I gave it a 2. This film, and I think you alluded to it, very Mr. Magoo-y. And I don't like it. And especially this one scene in this movie that I was just like, I can't give this a good. Like, the storyline, because of the storyline, not the movie itself, but the storyline, was the scene that he calls Bill and he goes, oh my God, I'm in the presidential suite with a koala. And he's holding the koala and he puts the koala in the thing. And I'm like, so thinking of a lot of like these like National Lampoon type films, like just some corny Pink Panther type scenes, right? And then Bill's like, well, you know, there has to be a reason why they gave you all this good stuff. He goes, there ain't no reason. I'm a good cop. And then he hung up the phone. Yeah. And it's just like, what? Like, I didn't like that. And then I deducted points because I was like, this is so stupid. And then he had the koala underwear when the guy made him take it off.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is so dumb. And like, scenes like that annoyed me.
Yeah.
Because there's other scenes that were really good. Like, even the third act, like, we can say whatever we want, but that third act with the sniping, and he told everyone to put up the umbrellas. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool. I was like, yo, this is pretty cool. The girl runs off. You got the stilts. He's chasing her. He rolls down to get down the stairs. He rolls through the pipe. And I was like, damn, this is really thought out. But then you had stupid scenes like the car crashing through the entire thing just to get away.
Yeah.
I was like, what was the whole point? To go through the whole building. Like
the mall.
Again. Or whatever that was. Yeah. Yeah, it was like a mall or something, but he crashes through all that to get away.
Yeah.
And I was like, was it to kill Jackie? Like, I was like, what's the point? I was like, this is useless. So with that, I gave it a two. I agree with you. It's a decent storyline. I still think I'm going to hold my ground. I think Super Cop 3 was the best one in terms of all package with Michelle Yao. I think it was the best one in terms of everything. But yeah, I'll give it a two. Okay, overall.
So somehow, some way, I ended up with a three overall. And I think the reason is, ultimately, I didn't have a bad time watching this. Like, I had fun. I had fun because, like I said, 80% of the action scenes are really good. Jackie Chan stuff. I just like watching Jackie Chan do Jackie Chan stuff. There's lots of gun shooting, fighting, hand-to-hand, stunts. And it becomes, this is a watchable crap movie to me, the first in this series. The first three are like legitimately great action movies. Action comedies, I would go so far as I'll call them action comedies. Legitimately great. This is not. And yet I still was like, I didn't hate it. I wasn't mad when it was over. It's only 85 minutes. So it's short. You get in and out. You see a lot of, they have some good settings. They go to Australia, you know, like ultimately it's watchable crap to me. The storyline's not that good. The villains are not that good. Jackie Chan's character took a dip. And yet I still had a pretty decent time watching this movie. So just for the entertainment value, I gave it a three. By no means would I ever need to watch this. Like I could just watch the first three and stop. I wouldn't need to watch this, but I'm not trading it. I'm not getting rid of it. I think there's some value there as far as the action work. So I gave it a three.
Yeah. It's really funny when we talk about it, because honestly, I gave it a three for good. I was really entertained. Like I know what I was watching.
Yes.
Like, I mean, once 10 minutes in, you're going, this movie's going to be garbage. So you're like, okay, what can we do? He's entertaining. I don't know. There's something about him. He's a very funny guy. He's like, his facial expressions are funny. His fighting is fun. I like the fact that he gets his ass beat. He gets his ass beat throughout this whole movie. Worse than 1, 2, and 3.
I did like that at the beginning when he's like laying on the ice and he's like all jacked up. I was like, wow, this is the first time where he was like defeated pretty much.
Yeah. So I was just like, this is awesome. I was like, you see him tired. He's like in the hospital trying to warm up. So I was like, this is pretty good. So I gave it a three. I agree with you. It's very watchable crap. It's a very, very watchable crap movie. And absolutely, you could enjoy it towards the end. Especially, like I said, the third act is good until they go into the underwater. But that whole aquatic scene was pretty cool when they shot the tanks.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to go through the water, but that water pressure is hitting him. And you can see it's really real that he's trying to go through all that. I was like, you know what? That's actually pretty cool. Now, the one scene, there is some stupid scenes, like the scene that the shark is about to eat the people and he put the thing in the mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, this looks so dumb. I was like, that shark, first of all, would not do that. But okay.
Yeah.
Like,
it was dumb.
Yeah. It was like, it was just dumb. But yeah, give it three. All right. Your total points.
14 out of a 25. This is definitely the worst of the police story movies. I know you bought those new ones. I'm going to go out on a limb right now and assume they're probably better. But you know what? This is not, it's watchable crap. And I would dare say it's better to watch this in a double feature with Rumble in the Bronx than it is to watch it in a four pack with the other police story movies. That's a better double feature because they're similar. They're both watchable crap. So yeah, 14 for me.
I agree with you. This is very double feature with Rumble in the Bronx because it's the same.
Same
it's
director,
literally the same.
Similar like beat.
Choreograph.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I gave it a 14 also. I agree with you. I did buy the last two films that he did.
Yeah.
I am going to watch it.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to review it and push it out. I'll figure out how to do it.
Yeah,
I'm going to figure out how to way to do a review and push it out. Maybe I'll do a quick review for the YouTube channel and maybe put up a video that way. Yeah. But I'm definitely going to watch it because I'm intrigued to see if it's the same as Senior Inspector Kevin or if it's a brand new guy played by Jackie Chan, which would be funny. But other than that, all right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
So next episode, we are continuing on with our Jet Li month. And interestingly enough, we got a Jet Li and Jackie Chan movie called The Forbidden Kingdom. So we're going to be reviewing that. And then guess what? This was the last of a franchise. So you know what that means. Time to move on to another franchise. And we have a lot of special guests coming up for this. And I won't tell you our next themed month until next week. But our next franchise, we are going to the MonsterVerse, finally. Because I waited until this last movie came out. We're going to be doing Godzilla 2014. We're going to be doing Kong Skull Island, Godzilla King of the Monsters, Godzilla vs. Kong, or Kong vs. whatever it's called. And then Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, which will be a first time watch for you, I believe. Yeah. I saw it at the theater. Mm-hmm. Spoiler, I had a blast. But so we're going to be doing the Godzilla / Kong MonsterVerse movies. I'm excited. I like these movies. I know we touched on them years ago. I know you watched them all for one of our old shows or something, but we're going to be digging in on the AMG style scoring for these movies. So I'm looking forward to these because I have a blast. I like big, loud movies, and watching all these Asian films, it's going to be good to get back into some like Hollywood, just loud noises. So yes, that's going to be our next franchise coming up.
All right, guys, you guys heard it. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over at Instagram at NateFlixReviews. You guys want to follow the AMG podcast, you can follow Geeks and Flicks on Instagram, or you guys want to take us on the go, we are available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, now we are on YouTube Music. Here on YouTube, or you guys could go to our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys. All our archives is there from number one all the way up to 360 plus. So with that said, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.